Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
So remember back in high school when you had to read the Iliad? Some of you might have been lucky enough to have a charismatic classics teacher to lead you through the great work. But for many others, the great Homeric epic might have sounded something like this.
The Iliad by Homer, Book 1. Achilles' wrath to Greece, the direful spring of woes unnumbered, heavenly goddess, sing.
Now, all due respect and ample apology to Alexander Pope for the soporific read of his timeless translation. The Iliad, after all, is one of the most important works in Western literature. The epic strikes deep at the meaning of war and about how hubris can bring both downfall and glory. And its most famous character is, of course, the great warrior Achilles. Cambridge writer Madeline Miller retells Achilles' story in her critically acclaimed new book, The Song of Achilles. She won this year's Orange Prize for Fiction, and her book has been called one of the best adaptations of the Iliad in recent memory. Not bad for a debut novel. Madeline Miller joins us now in studio. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you so much for having me.
Congratulations on the award and congratulations on the book. It really was a wonderful read. But I have to start by asking you, the Iliad is a classic, many thousands of years old, a war story, but you've decided to retell it as a love story between Achilles and Patroclus. Why?
Well, I was always really drawn to this kind of mysterious moment that happens in the Iliad where Patroclus is killed and Achilles just goes completely insane with grief and rage. And it's a really interesting moment because Patroclus is a really minor character in the Iliad. And so I sort of wanted to get to the bottom of that. Why does Achilles care so much when he loses someone that we've barely seen?
Well, I actually went back and read, I believe it's book 18 of the Iliad, when Achilles does discover that Patroclus has died. And this is Robert Fagel's translation, just to sort of give listeners a reminder of the intensity of the moment. Achilles finds out, and Fagel's writes, "A black cloud of grief came shrouding over Achilles, both hands clawing the ground for soot and filth. He poured it over his head, fouled his handsome face, overpowered in all his power, sprawled in the dust. Achilles lay there, fallen, tearing his hair, defiling it with his own hands." Now, Anticlus, kneeling near, weeping uncontrollably, clutched Achilles' hands as he wept his proud heart out for fear he would slash his throat with an iron blade. So Achilles is virtually suicidal at this moment.
Yes.
But there's nothing in the Iliad itself to indicate to us why that might be. So what did you do in filling in the story between these two men?
Well, I think I was drawing on some ancient traditions as well, because of that intensity of the relationship between them, a lot of ancient authors and modern authors have sort of assumed that that must be the backstory, that they are lovers. And so I was actually drawing on a very ancient tradition. Plato interprets them as lovers. Aeschylus does as well. And so people sort of, the kind of argument about it is, well, Homer never says that they're lovers. And then other people say, well, he doesn't have to because it's so obvious. And so that's kind of the where the tension comes from. And for me personally reading it, I was influenced by Plato and Aeschylus, but also just by the physical nature of Achilles' grief, that he embraces the body. He won't let it go. He sort of can't bury. He can't let Patroclus be buried and burned.
So your book, The Song of Achilles, you've called it essentially a prequel to the Iliad that explains the relationship, or explores your take on the relationship between Achilles and Patroclus. I wonder if you could read a little bit from the book that sort of takes us into how you imagine these two young men coming together.
Absolutely. So this passage takes place when the boys are actually just becoming friends. They're about 11 years old in this. "He played my mother's lyre, and I watched. When it was my turn to play, my fingers tangled in the strings, and the teacher despaired of me. I did not care. 'Play again,' I told him. and he played until I could barely see his fingers in the dark. I saw then how I had changed. I did not mind any more that I lost when we raced, and I lost when we swam out to the rocks, and I lost when we tossed spears or skipped stones. For who can be ashamed to lose to such beauty? It was enough to watch him win, to see the soles of his feet flashing as they kicked up sand, or the rise and fall of his shoulders as he pulled through the salt. It was enough.
That's Madeline Miller reading from her award-winning new book, The Song of Achilles. It's essentially the backstory of the relationship, the romantic relationship between Achilles and Patroclus. Madeline Miller, let me ask you, there are some people out there, maybe the purists, who would say that by filling in backstory, you're essentially providing details that Homer did not. And that's just, you know, it's kind of what we need as modern readers, but it's not what Homer originally intended. I mean, what do you say to that sort of, like, it's just a facile need that of modern readers when they can't actually deal with the maybe vague parts of what Homer presented in the Iliad?
Mm. Well, the truth is that actually the Iliad and the Odyssey are just two poems, and the ones that have come down to us out of a huge range of ancient myths that were out there and myth cycles. And so these stories did exist in other forms. We just don't necessarily have them, or we have them from later times. So that impulse to kind of fill in the rest of the story is as old as the poems themselves.
In your telling, Achilles actually becomes a much more human person, less of a demigod, more of a man, you know, sort of struggling with the implications of his choices and actions. Do you think he deserves that compassionate treatment?
Well, there are certainly some things about Achilles that are always difficult. He's not necessarily an easy person, but one of the things that I was really drawn to in the character of Achilles is how young he is, that he's really a generation younger than someone like Odysseus and almost two generations younger than Agamemnon. And so when he goes to war, he's still a teenager. And so I think a lot of his behavior can be seen in that light, and he has this doom hanging over him his whole life, where he's made the choice to die young. There's a prophecy that he's going to die young and be famous forever. And if he goes to Troy and he chooses to do that, and then he has to live with it.
Now, speaking of youth, we've just got about a minute to go here. I heard that you were first introduced to Homer's Iliad when you were 5 years old.
Yes, that's right. my mother, who is an avid reader and used to read to me every night, would read me the Iliad, and I just completely fell in love. That first line, "Sing, goddess of the terrible rage of Achilles," just did something to my imagination.
I imagine she sort of maybe edited and or embellished parts as necessary.
Yes, she absolutely did. She was not reading me the, you know, brain exploding parts.
So you've now tackled the first great epic, the Iliad. I'm curious, are you thinking about maybe addressing some unheralded relationships in the Odyssey?
Well, I am. One of the characters that I really loved writing about, Odysseus, he was initially a little intimidating to write about, the wiliest of the Greeks, but he was also very fun. And I would really like to finish his story, particularly because the Odyssey has such incredibly strong female characters. So I'd like to get into their heads a little bit.
Well, Madeline Miller's debut novel, The Song of Achilles, won this year's Orange Prize for Fiction. It is a delightful read, and maybe might even reintroduce you to Homer's epic Iliad. Madeline Miller, congratulations and thank you so much.
Thank you.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.